Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited that you are here with us to share and talk and experience. And today we have our good friends, Paul and Holly Marwood here with us today talking about the universal sphere. And we're going to talk about that, you know, greater detail, but I have to tell you, before we even get started, about the universal sphere, because I am a practitioner, yay, and I love the energy. Oh, and we're going to actually connect in with Ishtara. Ishtara is going to be coming on the show too. Holly's going to be channeling Ishtara, so yay, I love Ishtara's energy. Oh my God, I remember the first time that you channeled her during the training, Holly, I was like, oh, I love this. I know her. You know, it's like there was this connection right away with Ishtara and her being. It's like, oh, wow. It was really expansive. So I'm so glad that we're going to do that again this time. Because, you know, I'm a energy whore.
I think we all are. we're in good company.
Yes. I can say that out loud. Yeah. I love energy, right? So I'm all about energy. And when I experience an energy that's so expansive and light and empowering, I like that. So I'm all in, right? That kind of thing is I'm all in. So I just want to, for those of you who may be watching later or listening later, to tell you a little bit about Holly and Paul. So Holly Hawkins Marwood is an advanced certified Akashic record teacher and reader. Oh, Holly, we've never done that together. It's like, it's on my list. Holly's also a conscious channel for the High Council of Orion, the archangelic realm, and many more. And Holly facilitates guidance sessions, workshops, and seminars, both locally and internationally. So, you know, internationally, I'm international. So you might want to come to Vienna. We'll see.
I would love to. Let's do it.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
That'll be so much fun. And Paul is a certified advanced Akashic Records reader, an international speaker and trainer in spirituality, energy medicine, healing, and transformational soul and life guidance. And Paul and Holly are the co-founders of multidimensional transformational processes to help you move to greater alignment with your inner guidance and assist you to fulfill your life purpose and desires with expanded consciousness and ease. They are also co-founders of something that is so easy and unlimited, it will blow your socks off. It's called the Universal Sphere, which they are going to talk to us about today and share with us. And we're also going to experience a group Universal Sphere process, right? So, Holly and Paul, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Alara. Happy to be here with you again.
We're so excited to be with you.
Me too. And this is weird because normally we've done audio calls, right, in the past. And for the Awaken to Happiness Now show, it's been all audio because that's all the people wanted. But then I was like, I've been wanting to do video for a long time. So I'm so glad that Lori yesterday did video with me because I just love video. You know, I was saying that I am much more engaging on video, and the energy, you know, my energy really comes across more when I can move my hands and stuff, right? So, and I tend to smile and laugh more when I'm on video for some reason. I don't know, it's more fun, right? So we're just gonna play it.
We're visual people, you know, we really respond to everything visual, and when we can connect, it just deepens our connection, I think.
I agree, right?
The Italian comes out and all the hands go into it.
Somebody asked me if I was Italian. I was like, no, because I was just in Italy and they thought I was Italian. It's like, no, I am Indian. And we also talk with our hands and, you know, all that wonderful stuff. So it's hard for me to keep still, you know, and just do nothing. So I was like, yeah, whatever. So I'm so glad that we get to do this visually too, because for me, experiencing energies, I find when it's a visual experience like this as well, for me, it's even more so. It's like, there's just, like you said, a deeper connection. It's, you know, and it's like, I'm connecting with you, I'm connecting with the energies, and I guess I'm more present. I'm kind of like saying, does that mean I was never present on the audio shows? Well, you know, now I'm more present and I like that. So let's talk about you guys, first of all. So because there are, you know, people that don't know you. So can you talk a little bit about not just the Universal Sphere, but Soul Genesis, for example?
Ladies first.
Okay. Well, you know, Soul Genesis originated with really Paul and I coming together. We've been together now
8 years.
8 years, seven and a half years. Mm-hmm. So in terms of our ages, our chronology, planetary chronology, we haven't been together that long, but it was kind of like this explosion when we came together. So Soul Genesis really is the evolution of us bringing our gifts and talents together. And the idea, the foundation, I love the question around that, because Soul Genesis is us, the genesis of us living into our soul level truth, transcending the boundaries of just our human limitations, and really discovering and living while we're still embodied here from the bigger place of our soul. So, I mean, that's kind of the name of our business. And what we do, as your intro already said, is we work in the Akashic Records with people, and even more fun is teach people how to read their own Akashic Records. And beyond that, then we have all these soul activations because of the connection with the non-physicals who've already ascended, who are here guiding us in our ascension, not to do it for us, but to guide us in, to ease our way through this pathway, to make it as graceful as we're growing into our soul level awareness. So everything we do, whether it's the soul activations, the Universal Sphere, the Akashic Records, working with the angelic realm and the crystal bowls, all of it, everything we do, is the foundation of it is us evolving into a conscious place of living from our soul level experience.
Nice.
And I think, you know, everything Holly said, and you know, I really see Holly and I as being essentially where we're at now in our lives and our soul purpose is simply the conduits at this dimensional level to bring higher information through to assist us all in this time of ascension. You know, we have, again, we're not alone. We're not separate. You know, as soon as we start to realize that we really are all together, A, on the planet, but also we've got so much help from the higher realms. And they've been there, they've done this, they know about ascension. So why not tap into the wisdom of like our great grandparents, for example, but I mean that in the sense of like the High Council of Orion, who've ascended many, many millions of years ago. Mm-hmm. They've got some really cool information, some amazing assistance that are so simple and yet so profound to help us. So, you know, I just love being here doing my part and allowing the information to come through and sharing it with all of the beautiful, lovely souls like we have on today and who will be on the replay. You know, this is helping us all to ascend together. So bring it on, I say.
Bring it on. Absolutely. And, you know, this whole ascension thing, and, you know, I say thing, but it's like, it's not just, you know, a thing that happens once. It's like we are evolving every single day with every choice that we make, with every activation that we do, with every healing, you know, in every moment we are ascending, right? And if we can all recognize that, it will kind of take the significance away from it a little bit, right? So that, because sometimes I find people are judging themselves for not being more ascended, you know, kind of thing, right? Or they're judging themselves and being hard on themselves for not doing as much healing as they would like to do, or as many processes or activations or this or that that they would like to do. And it's like, no, it's not about that. You know, it's also, you're also still supposed to be living your life and enjoying life and having fun at the same time, right?
Exactly. It's about embodying it here and now and not needing to escape from this. And that's so much of what it is like people want to get out of here.
Yes.
Because they want to escape the pain. And what we're doing is as we expand into more, we embody more, and we can have a whole different perspective on being here now, not waiting for salvation at some other time or place after some magical experience is us really embodying it. And, you know, people talk about this. I'm going to just bring this up now. Our systems have been designed, and we've had lots of incarnations in a 3D vehicle. So part of the reason this time piece, it seems excruciating, is we can see and know and desire where we want to go. And yet, and all the activations and energetic work are really tuning up this body to handle the higher voltage, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't take the 110 toaster and put it in the 220. I'm saying this relative to the United States, to the 220 outlet, you know, that you put your washer or dryer into and think it's going to create toast for you. It's going to just burn it out and you might have a fire. So we want to really honor the process of this, not just that I need to be there now, but what are you gaining and learning in the process that when you're living in that more expanded place, you have the richness of all the experiences and all the discoveries and all the uncoverings and all the seeing the rightness of you instead of the wrongness of you. You don't want to shortchange that journey of discovery, mm-hmm. because it becomes so potent and it becomes really yours when you've discovered it and you've gone through the process of it. So it's a process and not a light switch. But like you're saying, every step along the way, we're getting better.
And
we're understanding more.
And it's not just about getting to that final destination. It really is about the journey as well, right? And enjoying the journey, being not necessarily at peace with the journey, but creating the journey as you go, you know, so that you have ease in the journey and fun and joy and just creation. You know, for me, it's all about creating your life. What would you like to create? You know, how would you like to live? What would you like to experience? You know, you can do that at the same time as you're journeying to that destination, whatever it happens to be, because nobody knows what that's going to be. I know, but I'm totally off tangent. And so, but I just love to, like, I love when I go off on a tangent, because, like, oh, I wonder what this is that somebody needs to hear.
Well, I think also too, Lara, is that, you know, so many of us like want to escape, but that, you know, and I can only speak really for myself, but my experience now of the physical reality is so much more profound than it was, you know, as I used to be as an engineer, for example. You know, you kind of just looked at the nuts and bolts and things like that. But, you know, as we evolve, and as Holly said, and you've said as well, you know, we encompass more. So we really are living life with so much more joy, so much more love, and just seeing the perfection in everything, because everything really is in this greater state of balance and this greater state of perfection. And as soon as we allow ourselves to enjoy that, the journey, as you just said, excuse me, becomes incredible, because we get to have the physical experience and the non-physical experience as well. You know, so we start to operate in multiple levels all at the same time while we're still here. So we get to have a whole lot more fun. It's like, you know, life before might have been 3 or 4 colors of the rainbow, and now we're seeing 10 colors of the rainbow, and we know that there's another 20 colors still waiting, you know, right around the corner.
Yeah, so absolutely, life can be that rich and that colorful. And that's what I love about, you know, when you are creating your life, choosing what you want to experience and so on, it can be fun. But what about sometimes some people are stuck, right, in patterns, in beliefs, in their lives, and they don't know how to get out, you know. And yeah, there really is no band-aid situation, you know. Like, for real permanent change to happen, something else is required. There's no quick fix, there's no magic pill, there's no, you know, like, nothing can fix something just like that, right? So what to you, you know, what is a solution for those of us, sometimes I'm stuck too, that may be stuck in a pattern or a belief, or just stuck in life that they don't know how to get out of, or don't know what to do, or, you know, and, but they really would like some change. They really do desire change.
Do you want me to go first? I have a lot, and like you and I could talk, and all of us, we could talk for 18 days on this, but, you know, at the highest level, you know, one of the things that I'm going to oversimplify this, so please everyone hang in there with me on this, because is what we're used to doing is finding the wrongness of a situation. And part of the reason we're stuck in a pattern is we keep trying to solve the wrongness of us. Like, this is a problem, this is a problem. And it's not to say, you know, I've got my own places of stuckness. Believe me, I'm not above stuckness. Mm-hmm. Definitely have some big buttons in that area too. But it's reframing everything around the what's right about this, or, so I know that's going to confront somebody. But then beyond that is, here's what I've been seeing a huge pattern of recently. And I love, it's fascinating when patterns start coming in terms of our client sessions. So it means something's up around this. And a lot of times what we're doing is we're in a sense holding ourselves hostage. I can't feel love or happiness or peace or relief or on my purpose or offering my gifts until these things happen. So what we're trying to do is heal this thing that we've decided is keeping us from what we desire. So one of the things that has been coming up a lot in whether it's channeled or Akashic record readings is when we consider the stuckness that we have, let's pretend for a moment it's all gone. You're totally unstuck. Tap into, how do you feel about you and life if it's gone now? Now, ask yourself how, so we're going to just pretend. It's magically gone. And then you say, well, I'm, excuse me. I'm going to be able to feel happy. I'm going to find the love of my life. I'm going to finally feel willing to go out and share my gifts when these things happen. So the challenge then is, how can you connect with what you think the reward is now? And so if you say, I can do all these things when this thing's cleared out, what you've done is, in a sense, imagine that thing that you want healed. It becomes like a pole. And at the end of the pole, you've hung all the ways you're going to live when that happens. Here's the conundrum about it. If you've made all those yummy things that you desire, sorry, I'm putting my hand in front of your face. All those things you desire out in the future, conditional on this thing being cleared up, if you take three steps forward, it's still out in your future. You have not brought it into your reality. So if you, the pattern may still be there, but if you say, what do I think it's going to bring me when it's gone? Discover those things now. So if you feel like you're holding yourself back, waiting for those things to be healed, ask yourself, how can I discover that today unconditionally? Mm-hmm. And then what you do is bring those experiences into your now, and that stuck pattern, you take off the hook from being your pathway to salvation. And it's just one suggestion of 8,000 I could give, but part of it is, it's not the thing that's in your way. So start giving yourself permission to discover it, even if that thing is still there. So they get to coexist in the same space. Can I love? Can I be on purpose? Can I be happy and content and have this thing in my in space instead of an either or?
Yeah. I mean, I just did that process with you, right? As you were talking, and it's like, as soon as you even said, just imagine, because we're just imagining right at the moment, that all those things are not there, right? And what would you experience, right? And it was such an expansive energy, and it was like so much peace and joy, and it's like, I don't know. It's like I could breathe, you know, when that thing that was blocking it was gone. It's like, oh, I can breathe. And so now if I tap into that energy of, oh, that feels really good. It feels so expanded. I can breathe. I feel free. From that space, I can start to create something different, right?
Mm-hmm. It also can gives us an opportunity to maybe have a different perspective on what stuck looks like.
Yeah, for sure.
And in a sense, again, take it off the hook. We've put so much pressure on that thing. We've made our willingness to be happy and free and breathing and have space. That poor thing that's stuck in our life is taking the brunt of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we kind of like, you know, in a way it's not paying attention to it, but in a way it's just taking a bypass. Okay, you know what, honey, you get to stay there. But I'm going to still connect with those things that I'm waiting for.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that's one way really that you can begin the process of getting unstuck. And it may be that as you say, oh, wow, I don't know, it feels too big and expansive here. Maybe that thing is a really good thing because that is a little intimidating, but now you have more information to deal with. Your awareness has expanded into, oh, maybe this is supporting me because that feels too big. Okay, so if that feels too big, what's a smaller piece that I can handle right now? Mm-hmm. And grow into that. There's so much there. And then beyond that, we use the universal sphere. And, you know, I know this is about the universal sphere, but, and Paul can talk about this. I'll be quiet now. But, you know, the universal sphere really helps us discover a bigger space to live and navigate in and bring in this solution energy that we talk a lot about.
And before Paul goes into that, I just want to say to everybody first, if you have a question, you can raise your hand because there's a raise your hand button somewhere. I never find it, but it's there. You can raise your hand or you can just wave frantically or unmute yourself and ask a question, or you can type it into the chat box. Okay. So feel free. I did write it in, but I know people came in after I wrote that. So I just wanted to let them know that you can ask questions. Because, you know, I will be asking, but you can also ask questions. Go ahead, Paul. Did you want to add to that?
That's okay. Well, to raise your hand, just click on participants at the bottom, and at the bottom of the little pop-up of participants, there's a little raised hand. So that's how you do that bit. But coming back to the answer to the question is, you know, the thing that I really love about this piece is we've spent so much time in our mind. You know, we've left the Piscean age behind. The masculine experiment kind of failed. You know, it just created greater separation, a lot of ego. You know, so now moving forward to embracing this divine feminine and the balance between, so much more powerful. And, you know, I love the whole idea now of starting to, you know, allow our mind, which is great for keeping the physicality, our body safe, but allow it to just be on the side and allow our higher self, our hearts, our soul to guide our life a whole lot more. And in that piece, there's an opening up to, you know, what we would call solution energy. So, you know, expanding on what Holly said, you know, instead of saying, you know, this is the problem and this has to be the solution, and I'm now stuck because I don't know how to get there, or, you know, so we go back into that place of stuckness. But as soon as we start to really embrace the fact that, you know, the universe has got our back, our soul has got our back, it's nothing is plotting against us, everyone and everything is plotting for us. And as soon as we start to really grasp that and allow solution energy to come in, and this is where the universal sphere is so cool to do that, you know, suddenly we can get, enjoy the journey more, relax, like you were saying earlier, by just this, you know, and enjoy the journey, and suddenly pieces just fall into place, and you go, wow, I don't know how I got there, but I'm there now, that's so cool, you know, the mind doesn't have to worry about it anymore, it's like, just focus on the really wonderful end result, and the pieces just tend to fall into place, so it doesn't have to be a, you know, sort of a masculine, this is the solution, you know, it's not, it could be a myriad solutions, and so, as soon as we open up to that, life gets even more exciting.
Yeah, I love that. Can I add to that?
Please.
So one of the things that this idea of a solution energy is, a lot of times when we're stuck is we're not finding the solution. We don't know. And one of the things that we're often doing is deciding that the answer is within the scope of what we already know. Mm-hmm. Right. And And so we are trying to force a solution, like, well, it has to be that. So therefore, if I'm really clear on deciding that's my answer, and then we do all of our manifestations and all of everything. And the key is we need to have the clarity, but this kind of goes back to what I was saying before. Let's hold the clarity of what the desire is and not decide we have to know what the pathway is. Mm-hmm. So the universe is a unified field, right? It's whole and complete. There's nothing outside of it. It's all there. So, and we are universal beings and we exist within this universal field. We're having a 3D experience that by definition introduces limitation. The intention of the limitation is to create this polarity experience for us to grow within. However, this little slice of 3D is sitting in this unified field. So as we work with bigger energies, we're moving beyond the conclusions that happen within 3D. And that's why we talk a lot about is this energy of solution energy, is there are more solutions out there than we have the capacity or understanding at this moment in time. So we want to bring more of that energy into our space so that, you know, what if this is the thing that, you know, we're stuck in achieving this and we keep saying it has to happen this way, it has to happen this way, and we just keep poking at it, deciding it is. But what solution energy can do is say, oh, let me try it this way, and there's the answer. So there can be other ways to have more information, a new experience, a new aha moment, a new healing, a new alignment, whatever it might be, that goes beyond what we know and understand in this moment because it's in this larger infinite field.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. And because, you know, we sometimes stay in our heads a lot, right? So we're in our heads thinking, trying to figure it out, and we can't because it's like the solution, the one that we think, it may not be the right one, and that's why we're staying stuck. And so when we are able to tap into the unified field and be open to different possibilities, different solutions, something else may present itself, but only when we get kind of like getting out of our own way, right, as well. I suddenly, my voice suddenly changed. It's like, what's going on here?
Yeah, an example of this actually came through in a channeling session recently I'm going to bring this, I'm going to kind of massage this example, but somebody was wanting to get out of some financial problems and they had made the decision. Everyone's going to relate to this because everyone wants more money or doesn't have enough or something, right? Most of us. So they were asking about winning the lottery. Because now, so here's a perfect example of what we're talking about. They're feeling that money's their solution, mm-hmm. and they want a lot of it and they want it to come in like this. So they're deciding they need to win the lottery. Okay. Yes. Reasonable thing within our 3D construct, right? So windfall energy is available to us through the lottery. And through this channeled session with this person, what came up is you've made a conclusion that that's the only way the universe is going to deliver that. And it's sitting within a belief construct within 3D, because what's the belief system around the lottery? It's hard to do. Most people don't. Win. If you win, you're going to lose it, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. And you're going to be back to square one within 2 to 5 years or whatever the statistics are.
Yeah.
So what's interesting is we love this idea of the lottery, but there's a lot of limitation actually around it in terms of the belief system. So what they were suggested to do is instead of trying to decide that this is your solution, this one pathway, become the energy of money. Mm-hmm. And start vibrating and literally becoming the energy of money. And then you don't need to decide it has to come in one pathway. It can come in from an infinite number of ways, because if what you desire is the money, you don't need to draw the conclusion about how it comes in. Become what you desire. And then it can come in ways that can surprise you.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm laughing because, I mean, I hear that a lot, you know, in some of the work that I do as well. Become the energy of what it is that you desire, right? So become the energy of money. But a lot of people, they still see money as just paper bills, right? Paper dollars. Or some people may see money as gold coins or, you know, gold. But the money, it's an energy.
Right.
You know, so becoming the energy of money does not mean you become paper bills, right?
Right.
So I think that's where people get stuck. It's like they're thinking money is just paper bills, you know.
Right, but money really is an energetic pathway to bring you to the destination you want, because money isn't the end goal. So no. Then you have to go further and say, okay, so now you have your pile of money.
Yeah, now what?
In whatever form. Yeah. What is your life looking like because you have that pile of money? Well, now I can do all the philanthropic things I want to do, or I can have the peace, I can have the retirement, I can help my family, you know, any yeah. number of answers to that. So how do you become that even? So you just keep questioning yourself to get one step further. So what would that be if I had all that money? And now become what the money is to you, and start feeling that vibration, and then you're living in that field of infinite possibilities, and not forcing and saying, okay, universe, I want all this abundance, but this is the only way it can come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We limit our possibilities.
Absolutely. We do. So how can we change that? And, you know, how can we change that?
Well, I think one of the ways we work with the universal sphere a lot, many times a day. We're using the universal sphere because it takes us literally using the universal sphere allows us to vibrate in the field of infinite possibilities. Which still includes 3D, by the way. Mm-hmm. But we're expanding out into a bigger energetic field. So we have an opportunity to dissolve some of the conclusions we have, open up to new awarenesses, you know, and I'm sure everyone in the audience knows. Awareness is absolutely the kingpin of change. Mm-hmm. Once you have an awareness, then you get to make a new choice and you can see, do I love this or not? So it expands our awareness to take in more that's already around us. So opening up our awareness to where are my conclusions, what more do I really desire? And then we work honestly a lot with the universal sphere. And what the universal sphere does is open us up, but it also dissolves literally some of the old patterns and the subconscious stuff that keeps us in some of those cycles. One of the big things that Ishtar has worked with us with is, and Ishtar for everyone is the non-physical who comes through me that brought us the universal sphere. She actually talks about worthiness as being one of the most enormous things we can work with. Mm-hmm. Because, and so working with the energy of expanding our worthiness, but dissolving all the lifetimes and experiences that we've had where what we desire on some subconscious, unconscious level, we feel we're not worthy of. And so you work with that too. So it dissolves the things that are in our way, if you will, but without us needing to look at each and every single one of them and dissect it. It just dissolves them.
Well, that's the thing I really love about the universal sphere, because it accelerates that whole process. You know, as being an Akashic record reader myself, it's like, Holly, we can analyze one problem at a time, but we can also spend years or lifetimes analyzing all those problems. The thing I love about the universal sphere is you can just go in there and focus on the end results. You know, I am worthy. And then the rest of it just seems to take care of itself, and very quickly too. So, you know, we're seeing huge changes in ourselves and the other people in a more advanced program that we teach, you know, literally in 6 to 12 months, you know, so but we're all feeling different within ourselves, and how we manifest is so much better and easier now. And it's just incredible. But, you know, we understand there's a worthiness piece, but we don't need to know about all of those little, you know, where I was unworthy and what lifetime I gained this unworthiness and all that sort of, because that also can, you know, we're the worst judges of ourselves. And so we can start to come in and create judgment again, which can then re-enhance a pattern. So when we're focusing on the really amazing end goal, you know, I am worthy, for example, the rest seems to just take care of itself, you know, when we're playing with the energies of the universal sphere.
I love that. And it's true, because it really is about the end result that we're looking for, right? It's not about the story or how we got stuck in a pattern or a belief system or anything like that. It doesn't matter. The why doesn't matter, right? It's about what do we want to create now? What is it that we want to experience? And it's funny that, you know, Holly, you started talking about Ishtara, and I can't talk now, and I'm feeling her, and I'm saying her, because but I'm feeling her energy so strongly. It's like, holy smokes. What is that?
What is Ishtara, or who is Ishtara?
Well, no, it's like, why am I suddenly feeling that energy so strongly? It's like, whew, wow.
Oh, because I invited her in very strongly. I started when I first woke up this morning, but I asked her presence to be very strong today for everyone.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I must have some connection to her, because I just, like, wow, you know, I can barely talk now.
Yeah, because you were back there in the Temple of Isis days with us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. Whew. Yeah, and I'm getting goosebumps now. It's like, yeah, okay, cool. So I know we're going to talk about the universal sphere some more. I know we're going to do a process, and I know we have a question from Karen, and do we have somebody else on the phone who has a question that is unmuted? Phone number ending in 1472? Yes, maybe so. If not, that's okay. So, and we have a question in the Q&A. So we'll just take one or two questions now, and then we'll move forward. What do you think? Or should we, what do you think? Let's talk about, hold on. So Nick has a question. I'm assuming it's Nick. It could be Nicole, who knows? Can you please speak to mental illness in relation to the ascension expansion path? Fragmented self, brain chemistry, trauma, locked in the nervous system, etc. Particularly long-term PTSD, depression, anxiety. The looping thought trap. I'd love Polly, I keep saying Polly. I love Paul and Holly's insight on this, as it feels to be impeding my process. Interesting.
Do you wanna?
I can start. I can give you our perspective on this, and you know, it's, you guys all know this. It's not a substitute for whatever you need to do to take care of yourself mentally and emotionally, and on, or even your health on any level. I'm going to speak, this is actually the first time I've ever said anything like this publicly. So it feels a little vulnerable for me, but I'm being pushed to say this. So first of all, like the fragmented self is a good aspect. I'm looking over at the question there from Nick. There, some of us actually are not alone in our energy fields. Mm-hmm. So we have company.
Yes.
I'm not talking about extreme possession, although you could take it out there, but many of us are not alone in our field. And so some of what we're experiencing are some of our company. Now, we can talk for days on why company's there and how it happened. And some of us, you know, I had company in my field, if you will, when my mother passed. And this was a number of years ago. It was like 14 or so years ago. And I got really kind of off balance and unwell after she passed. Did not make the connection and went to a healer person. And they said, your mother had an entity that she carried with her, And you had a soul level agreement to take it on when she passed because she could not pass with the entity in her field. Now, this is opening up a whole can of worms, right? But the reality is we're not all alone in our field, and for a whole lot of reasons. Now, the key is really getting sovereign and taking command, if you will, of our own field and our own body, and inviting and commanding and doing whatever we need to do to remove all the non-contributing company that we have in our field. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that we can do first. And, you know, that's probably another show. But
that, we can talk about entities another time, for sure.
Right. And so part of it for us is really getting aware of what's in my space. Is it mine, or is it someone or something else or someone else's? It's, if you have a thought that is surprising to you, if you have a feeling that you feel stuck with, just start for the fun of it, just saying, is this mine or is this someone else's? Now, if it's yours, we'll talk about that in a second. If it's someone else's, don't evaluate it. Command it out of your energy field. Command it out. And so our energy fields are all different sizes, but imagine it so that it's like at least 10 feet outside of your space, 3 meters outside of your space. And begin to just command all these things that aren't yours out of your space and start to feel yourself sovereign in your own space. Part of it also has to do with choosing to be fully in your body. Again, a whole nother show. But choosing to be fully engaged in your body. A lot of us, when we've had trauma, it's like, yeah, I'm still here because I'm animating my body. But there's a piece of us that has kind of stepped aside from ourselves. So we want to reclaim those pieces, be fully in our body, fully engaged in our physical vehicle that our soul chose. And then that allows our energy field to be stronger. The other thing is, and Paul could probably talk to this a little bit better than I can, but we even have some people in our universal sphere family, we call it. You know, anyone who has learned the universal sphere, they're all part of our universal sphere family. And we really feel that way. But there have been some people who've had some struggles with mental illness and have found that using the universal sphere helps keep them their sense of personal balance and emotional balance stronger as they've been working with the universal sphere. Do you want to address that a little bit more? Because you know a little bit more about some of the specifics.
Yeah, I mean, I think just to expand a little bit, so this isn't a direct answer to what Holly's just said, but you know, we live in a society where let's just take a quick pill and have a quick fix, you know, but that's not how it works. You know, the reality, once we start to step back, because proof shows us, you know, with the medical system, they just want to give us more pills, and then we take more pills, and we've got to have pills to counteract the pills. And then eventually we become this sort of walking zombie because our poor body doesn't know what to do because of all the chemicals we're putting in. But the truth of the matter is, you know, we want a change. So when we, and I always encourage, you know, kind of stepping back a little bit, you know, let's just have a look at the bigger picture here. If we start to change who we are, change our vibration, if we look at the real core piece here, change our vibration, change who we are at our conscious level, everything else just follows on from that. So as our vibration changes, and someone might say, okay, well, that's a great idea, but how do you change your vibration? So I'll get to that in a second. But you know, as soon as we start to change our vibration, our whole perception of our reality starts to shift. It's like when we meet that person for the first time, that partner, and the whole world is like we're bliss bunnies. You know, everything's beautiful. We change our perception and everything's wonderful. And then maybe, you know, 2 years, 10 years down the track, you love that person, but it's not quite as blissful because our perspective's changed. So what we do is we just work on changing our vibration, and then our whole reality starts to change. So the scenario with the mental health, et cetera, it could be anything. It can be physical health, it can be mental health. It really can be even the challenges in our life. You know, as we are, as we start to, in this case, we use the universal sphere, it raises our vibration. It raises the vibration of our consciousness and connects us to our higher self and the unified field. And as we start to do that, we start to operate at a higher level of consciousness, which is all part of this ascension process anyway. This is what we're meant to do. And then, so this is a tool. The universal sphere is a tool to help us in this ascension process. And in fact, it accelerates our ascension process. So as we move to this higher level of consciousness, and this is the piece that I can't directly answer, like as a typical engineer, I need to have sort of, you know, concrete A plus B equals C. But the truth of the matter is that as we start to shift our consciousness and our perspective changes, everything changes. How we manifest, how our body is, you know, what people are in our lives, what situations. And I'm sure, if, you know, I encourage everyone in the audience, you know, when you, when you're in that space, you wake up and you start the day with this wonderful space, we tend to keep manifesting wonderful things. Mm-hmm. But then if something happens and we get into this bad space, then all we see is frustrating things around us, frustrating people. This person said this, this person cut me off at the, you know, in the traffic lights or blah, blah. And we start to just, and all that is when we take a step back and we go, wow, my vibration when I'm upset is lower. So I'm perceiving the lower things. My perception when I'm happy is higher. I see all the happier things. And so, and then our body follows that as well. If we're upset, our body's going to manifest dis-ease, disease. And then if we're happy, we're going to be balanced. They've proved with the HeartMath Institute and many other place, people and institutions that when you're in a better state, your biorhythms are more regular, your heart rate is more regular, your brain functions are more regular. So coming into Nick's question a little bit here as well, you know, it's about shifting our vibration. And there isn't a, you know, I can't give you a chemical formula to say this is why this happens. I just know from my own personal experience and from the many, many other practitioners that we have with the universal sphere, that as we do them regularly and shift our vibration, everything seems to just change. Mm-hmm. And this is the incredible piece. It doesn't have to be hard. See, our mind operates in a place where, oh, it has to be hard. I have to work hard at this. You know, but it's not, that's not true. The universe doesn't work that way. The universe says yes to everything. So as soon as we focus on the cool things and the wonderful things, the universe says yes and brings us more higher vibrational things. If we focus on the problems and the drama, the universe is not trying to hurt us. It just says, okay, you're a divine manifester. You want drama. I'll give you more drama.
Yes.
So that you can get clear on the drama or the dis-ease or the unhealth or the mental problems that you have. So, you know, again, I'm not saying that this solves and fixes everything in our, health-wise, for example, coming back to Nick's, you know, long-term PTSD, etc. But as a divine being, like Holly said, with the company coming in, if we choose our sovereignty and really realize that, and realize that we can make a choice in the moment of anything, I'm presented with two doors, a happy door, a sad door. What door do I choose? So, you know, everyone that's listening to me today, if you have that choice, which door would you choose? You know,
the happy door.
The happy door. Mm-hmm. So why are we upset? So that's choosing the unhappiness. So I go, okay, I chose the unhappiness. I do that too sometimes. And I go, okay, I'm in the unhappy door. So what is it that I can learn out of this? And then if it's in my space, I move out of the unhappy door and move into the happy door. And this is the really cool things. If we make a choice and focus on the higher vibrational things, the universe just says yes to whatever we're putting our energy into and our focus into. And so this really does help, Nick, as far as, you know, being locked into that process. You know, in some ways we need to find a way to break that cycle, break that piece. And it's a choice, comes from us. No one else is necessarily going to do it. Yes, if we've broken our arms, we need the doctors to help fix our arms. But in most cases in our lives, as soon as we start to focus on the incredible aspects of ourselves, the incredible aspects of everything, we can bring more of that in.
And, when, you know, when you were talking just briefly, you know, even about the clearing of the entities, I mean, if you can't do it yourself, you can get someone else to do it for you, to assist you, to help facilitate that, because that's something that you know, I've learned in two different modalities how to clear entities, because it is a common thing, and people think it's, you know, really scary and all this kind of stuff, but it's really not. You know, it's really quite basic and easy, and we pick up stuff all the time because we're such sponges, right? We pick up stuff all the time, but we can just as easily and quickly let it go as well, and be just safe in our space. Safe is not even the right word.
And some of the entities, and you know, entities is like a really broad term.
Yeah.
Some of these entities, they're not all bad per se. We may have literally, on a solic energetic level, hired them in other lifetimes for a really, really, really amazing reason. Mm-hmm. But they're no longer necessary. And so now we need to, in a sense, we hired you, now we're going to fire you. So it's like they're non-contributing. So this isn't, you know, Goonie Bird possession type stuff. This is about having, just like you'd have friends in your circle of friends who are positive and contributing to you, and the people who weren't contributing, you'd say bye-bye to. It's the same thing energetically. Mm-hmm. It's just opening ourselves up to more awareness around that. And, you know, and a lot of what Nick is talking about are some pretty serious things that obviously Nick has struggled a lot with that. And so it's a big question with a big answer. So we're not trying to minimize any of it by, you know.
Yeah. And I think for Nick or somebody else who may be going through similar types of experiences, it's, you know, there's more involved, you know, there's more different processes that may be helpful, you know, than just one 5-minute little thing. Right. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but thank you, Nick, for that question. It's great, because it is common. Sometimes people are still afraid to ask about that kind of stuff, and it's like, nope, there's a way out of it, or there's something that can be helped. You know, anyways.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you, Nick.
So, goodness gracious, time goes by so fast. So. Did you want to bring Ishtara in and do a little bit of stuff with the universal sphere? And then after that, we can take some more questions, because then they'll like actually experience the universal sphere, the group process perhaps, right? And then they might have more questions around that, or their questions that they had right now might be gone, because like, oh my God, it feels so good.
Yeah, I think Paul was going to lead the group universal.
Well, you're going to do a channeling now.
Oh, and I'll do it. I'll channel now, and then Paul will do the group process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool.
Great.
I was just reading Nick's comment. Thank you, Nick. Yeah.
Okay. I have to put my glasses on. So Nick, I'll read your comments in a moment. a function of the chronology.
So while Holly's tuning in to Ishtara, just to kind of let everyone know, you know, there's generally, in a very basic sense, two types of channels. You might have a person that's a conscious channel or a trance channel. So Holly's what we would call a conscious channel. She's still there, present in her body, whereas a trance channel tends to pretty much leave their body and the beings come in and then animate the body themselves. So there's certainly Holly's mostly... present. Her voice seems to change, but she's still here. So,
greetings, great beings of light. And this has been said before, and it will be said again, that this is how you are seen, literally, as a being of light. And while this sounds like a cliche that's in your world at this time, you are this great being of light who's dropped down momentarily to collect some experiences. Now take a moment, just a tiny moment, and your mind is going to want to fight you on this. Take a moment and imagine yourself Suspend doubt and decide for a moment that you are a great being of light. Breathe that in. Receive that possibility through your breath and feel what it feels like in your physical body and in this energetic space around you. If you allow yourself to suspend your mind's awareness for a moment and bring in the possibility, breathe it in again, that I am a great being of light. And now, for a moment, as you allow that to anchor into your reality, what it becomes is not bringing in something foreign, as if you need to stick another appendage on you as a great being of light, but this is how you are seen and known in the non-physical realms. And then feel yourself as having chosen to drop down into this dimension to collect experiences. And think about some of the experiences that you've been collecting. And some of you have been collecting experiences of love, of parenthood, of success, of writing, of healing. Some of you have been collecting 3D experiences of challenges, maybe in the area of love, maybe in the area of your health, or as has already been said, maybe in the area of your emotions. And if you shift the awareness for a moment to say, I'm a great being of light who chose to come in to collect experiences, can you feel how that takes some of the edge off of it? Some of your need to judge yourself for having these experiences? Because in the field of who your true essence is, if you tune into yourself in that field of light, the experiences you're having dim. They do not take away from your essence. They are literally experiences that you're collecting. And the question then comes up, why in the world would I choose to collect these experiences? Because I have a strong opinion that I don't like these experiences. And from a human perspective, it makes sense, doesn't it? Because some of those experiences that you've had have been challenging, have been hard, have been endurance tests. No one would argue that from the perspective of being in 3D. But now, if you look at it from the outside and say, look at these interesting experiences I've collected, and I'm collecting them to bring them into the light. And in the space of the light, the power and the potency of the judgment around those experiences diminishes. Can you feel that? And so another thing you can do, if you bring to mind a challenge that you are currently in the middle of, whatever it might be. Just one of them. You may have a list. Choose one of them and say, and ask yourself this question. As a great being of light, choosing to collect experiences, what am I discovering about my light through this experience? We're giving you a moment to think on that for as a great being of light, as one connected to source, ultimately, there's an awareness that there is nothing that happens in this dimension that is more potent than your light. So if you're collecting this experience, has your experience supported you in journeying, perhaps in profound self-discovery? Has it helped you journey to a place of striving for wellness in ways that you never would have discovered with this? Where is the transcendence of your spirit and you discovering how amazing you are through this, that this experience that is not truly you, for you are a great being of light, that this experience is taking you on this pathway, but will never diminish your light. Now, one could say, well, Ishtara, you're just taking us on this little imaginary thing, and how is this real to my everyday life? And it would be said to you, if you, without judgment, choose, as you're doing in this moment in time, to validate yourself as a great being of light without holding your experiences against you, that imagination and that feeling is allowing that vibration and the truth to emanate more strongly through the choices of these experiences. Your experiences are not holding you from your light. As was said earlier, you can bypass that and connect with your light and not allow those experiences to feel that you're not worthy of connecting with your light. And as you say to yourself, well, isn't this an interesting experience? You diminish some of the judgment you hold against yourself and allow an easier pathway to connect with who you really are non-conditionally. Remember, looking back in your history on this planet, all the good stuff was held conditionally. Look back through your history with some of the religious models, with some of the governmental and social structures. One needed to earn their way to anything that was good and worthy and righteous. So there's a collective construct and a habit of saying, I have to be worthy. My life needs, in this dimension of experience, my life needs to look perfect in order to be worthy to be in the light. And it's going to be said today that you are worthy because you are unconditionally, non-conditionally. So if you can lighten the hold of the rightness of you or the wrongness of you relative to your choice of experiences and trust the light that you already are, it will expand and flow into and soften, if you will, the experiences that you're having in the dimension you chose. It's almost as if you could say to yourself, isn't it interesting and funny that I am this great being of light, I chose to come in and have a little 3D experience, and I've decided that's everything about who I am. I forgot. Let me go back to the remembering. And remembering that was an experience I chose, that's not me. And so you can take that bypass around it, even if you're still in the middle of it, and connect and just say to yourself, I know, and I'm going to learn to trust that I am a great being of light. Even if I have evidence in my life that I have decided is contrary to that. Now, this is a big thing, and yet each and every one of you, if you made this a 5-minute experience for yourself every single day, you would see a huge transformation in how seriously you take the experiences you've chosen and seen the bigger experience of who you really are.
Wow, thank you. That was amazing, profound. Slowly coming back.
Does anyone in the audience have any questions while Holly's still, you still chatting with Sharon?
I can get back there.
Sure, let me, I know Karen had a question. Karen had her hand raised a while ago. Karen? It's still there, do you still want to ask a question?
Well, it's not related to the session. It's about, Alara, I just want to thank you so much for having the call yesterday with Lori and today, because I did just when this call began, I got the call from hospice that my mother got kicked off. Ah. So I'm in a lot of trauma right now and shock. And to have yesterday's call and today's call, it's just, I'm at a very peaceful place. I still feel the trauma and the energy. Yes. And, but this has just been so kind and so expansive for everything that I'm going through right now. My question to Paul and Holly is not associated with what just happened, but about how to help my mother. My mother is just last 2 years. We thought she was going to go 2 years ago. She's still here. She's come so close to dying so many times, and yet she just overcomes it. She just gets better. I mean, so is there anything that can assist her in her process to pass? So that's my question.
Sure. Firstly, thank you, Karen. It's so lovely to hear your I would say testimonial in feeling the shift and being in a different place. And you know, that kind of highlights us where we can make a choice, and it's easier to make the choice when we have something in support of us, you know, like in this case, the shows. But the truth of the matter is we're not alone. We have our guides, we have our beings, we have the angels, etc., all around us all the time. So we can encourage everyone in the audience to call on your guides, call on the angels as regularly as you'd like. You can't wear them out, so to speak, to help you to be in that better space. Now, the other aspect, coming back directly to your question, you know, it's a challenging time for all of us. You know, I've lost my father, and Holly nearly lost her father, and he bounced back as well. So you know, the honesty in this very short time frame, it's hard to give you a comprehensive answer. So I apologize if what I'm doing here doesn't fully address what you're asking. But, you know, the truth of the matter is remember, we're souls that come in for this journey. And we come to this physical realm to grow as a soul. So we choose particular experiences. And in those experiences, usually challenging, we grow in enormous ways. We learn how to self-care. We know how to love. We know how to have compassion. You know, generally comes from those challenging times. Sometimes also when we relate a lot to the physical realm, we don't want to let it go. So that could be an aspect of why your mom doesn't want to continue on to her higher realm aspects of herself, because she's relating quite well to this physical one. She's a little afraid to move on. That could be one piece, but there's so many other pieces as well. Sometimes we haven't finished the experience. You know, there's still more that we can get out of this physical experience. See, the thing is our mind puts a limitation of this is good and this is bad. But as soon as we step back and start to see the perfection of the whole journey, you know, even in those difficult times now, there is a level of learning that she can relate to. Is this me or isn't this me? You know, and so, but sometimes we have to experience the not me or the painful or the traumatic to say that's not my vibration. So I choose something different. You know, the best thing I can advise for you and the family is to really help and be there in support of her. You know, we do universal spheres to allow people to just move to that greater level of peace and balance within themselves. And then it unfolds naturally. You know, they do kind of either get better and start to move to a new place in their life, or they don't and they transition. In my world, there isn't a death anymore. There's just a transition, because the soul doesn't die. It's immortal. It just simply transitions from, and there's only an aspect of our soul that's in, the piece of our soul that's in this animating this body. So that piece moves up to the higher realms. So, you know, the best things to be in support of someone through this time, you know, and it's challenging for all of us when we're in that space, you know, because it's in our humanness, all sorts of craziness happens, you know, their behavior can be a little irrational or, you know, all those types of things. It's hard, but that's not really a complete answer, but I hope that provides something. Holly has more to add.
I always have more to add.
Yeah.
So one of the things that, There are two aspects of this. There's your mom and there's you/your family. So here's what's coming through around this is, can you trust that your mother's journey isn't over till she's out of her body? I mean, and that sounds silly, but it's like a big deal. Like, so in a sense, instead of waiting for her to die, you're like, wow, this is an interesting journey. Of on the edge, not on the edge, on the edge, not on the edge. So you don't, because I'm going to say something overly simplistic here. If she was supposed to die, she would have. And the same thing was with my dad. I'm like, oh my gosh, like last year was like a year that most people wouldn't want to live for me relative to a huge health thing with my dad. Like he was the guy who wouldn't die. And it's great now. But it was like, how is this happening? He defied all odds. And I'm sure your mother has too. So the key is like, hey, mom, I'm going to trust you on your journey. Isn't it interesting that you go to the brink and you come back and you go to the brink and you come back? Interesting choice that your soul's having this experience. Then for you, the key though is to be in this place of allowing her journey to be hers so you don't have to take it on every time she gets close and comes back. So it's allowing you to be in that bigger space of the you being okay, and this is a bigger conversation, but can you feel okay whether she's here or whether she's gone, no matter how long it takes? So it takes some of the trauma out of your experience. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that everything. Yes, thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's a big deal when we have people in our lives, no matter what their age are, Like, we forget that this is a soul journey that they're on. We're all on our soul journey by ourselves. We just intersect with a lot of other people. And so then it impacts other people, but we have no say in what their journey is. That's the thing. So how do we stay in a sense of balance as our Venn diagram is overlapping other people's? How do we stay in balance even while they're on their journey and their iterations of whatever that means?
Yeah, and I am so connected to my mom that when I have to go pee, she's on the toilet. You know, so we are. So there is, I need to just let her have hers and pull myself back as well. So thank you very much for that. Thank you, Paul and Holly.
You're welcome. I'm going to drop one question in. It's going to be a big question for you. And it's something for you to sit with. How much of your life have you been so entangled with your mom that you've been, quote unquote, keeping her alive?
Okay, so, a lot. Oh my God.
So that's sorry, you're gonna have to play with that. It's a big question, but it's that's what comes up also.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
And that's where the I am worthy piece comes in too, because I am worthy to have my own life. I'm worthy to have my own experiences. I'm worthy to have a lot of fun and enjoyment. And so that can also come in as well.
Cool. All right. So we're going to take some more questions in just a minute. I wanted to take just a few moments to talk about the special offers that you have. So for us, and so if you're on the live page, there is a button there. It's like, I know I did it. It's like, what is it? So you can press the button that says special offer, or you can go to awakenedhappinessnow.com/Holly15. And so there's two special offers that Holly and Paul have for us, special offer A and B. So do you guys want to talk about that?
Sure, we'd love to.
Did you want me to screen share?
Sure, we can screen share. Okay, here we go.
I'll do it. You can't do it, so I'll do it.
Okay, that's perfect. So looking at special offer A, the universal sphere. So the special offer A, really, this is what we love, and that's why we put it as the first one, because special offer B does contain a piece of special offer A. Holly and I love empowering people. We want you to feel empowered. We don't want you to be reliant on anyone or anything else. So the wonderful thing with this offer A is that there's the three personal universal sphere sessions. So you'll have three sessions with me. You get to experience the universal sphere. You can have something that you want some help with. We can work with you on that, and you can see and feel, because the universal sphere can't be explained very well by words. I mean this with all honesty, because it's really something of the future, one might say. It's multidimensional. Our brains have a lot of difficulty getting it, but we can experience it. When we experience it, we really do start to understand it. And Alara knows exactly what we're talking about here, but it's hard to tell that to you in words. So the three sessions allow you to experience the universal sphere. And then this empowering piece is, we want you to learn to do the universal sphere, because then you can do it and use it as often as you like to help yourself, your friends, your family, your animals, your business, you name it. This is not like a traditional energy modality that we tend to use for healing. And I apologize for this sort of generalization, but the universal sphere it's not a healing modality. It's much, much more than that. It's a tool to help us in our ascension, so that we can use it for just about anything. You know, whether it's our business, our health, our friends, our relationships, our situations. In fact, situations are one of the most common things we use the universal sphere for. So, you know, it could be challenges at work. It could be, you know, challenges with a relationship or a problem or something with your children or whatever it may be. So then you can use the sphere as often as you like to help that shift. And then the bonus that we really want to add into this is, you know, we teach this literally almost every month online. So you don't have to be, you know, here where we are. You can do it all online. We do it live. But before we start the program, you can get into it straight away. Most of us love kind of getting into something straight away. So the quick start program means you can actually learn about the universal sphere and start to play with it before you even do the online workshop. So that whole thing gives a wonderful encompassing package. And as I say, we reduced it enormously. This isn't a digital download. This is all us, all physical labor stuff. So, but you know, it's a wonderful price. And then thanks, Alara. Please keep going. Yeah. So again, special.
Talk about the pricing.
Sure. So off you go.
Oh, well, just if you can see it on there, the value of each one of those, all of those things individually, and actually the bonus, nobody can connect with unless you do something like this. So it's $619, and for all of you listening, we'll do all of it for $297. And if you notice, that's the cost of the Universal Sphere class alone. So it's like you're getting all the other things added onto it. And it's really meaningful to experience the sessions and also take the course, because you've got it like from both sides. You're really integrating and feeling it and experiencing it.
And we do offer a two payment option if people want to do that. You know, the only thing we'll just let the whole audience know though is if you do the two payment option, obviously you won't be able to attend the workshop and stuff until the two payments are done. But just like being transparent and letting everyone know. And then for offer B is really just that subset of just if you want to simply experience it. You know, sometimes we want to just dip our toe in the water and see what the water feels like first before we, you know, fully jump in. So, you know, it's nice to have that other option. So same thing here, you can do the three Universal Sphere sessions with me and you get to experience it. So again, as you can see there, it's normally $225 for the three sessions with me. But in this case, we're offering it to you at $120. So you there's a discount, and also, you know, you get to experience it. And sometimes, you know, we might use one Universal Sphere to fix one thing, another Universal Sphere to fix something else, another Universal Sphere to fix, you know, another thing again. So, you know, it's a wonderful ability to simply experience it. And this is what I love. You have to experience this thing because it's really hard to explain. It's almost like love, you know. How do you sort of explain love? It's a feeling that you've just got to experience.
Yeah, it's very experiential, you know, and just by talking about it, you don't even get it. But today, even, you know, experiencing the energy of Ishtara, that it's not even that. That's a separate, total other energy, you know, in itself. So the Universal Sphere, you know, for me, when I first had the first session with Paul, it was, oh my God, it was so nice. And I felt it for a long time, you know, it was amazing. It's like, wow. And it's like, I didn't have to do anything, right? You did it all. And then when I did the training, it was like, wow, this is easy. It was so easy. And again, we were able to experience it while we were learning. But each time that you do it, I find that the experience is similar, you know, but slightly different, and just keeps getting easier and easier. And then now it feels like it's just, you know, 5 minutes, you know, and, not even, right. It's just like, yeah, got it. Piece of cake. Right.
You're so spot on, Alara, you know, and actually as time goes by, as we keep doing them regularly, it literally almost transitions into a state of being, you know, where you just really, you know, each time you do a sphere, you're raising your consciousness. And then as you keep doing that, it's like when we remind each other of things, yeah. Just after a while, we just start to stay there more and more and more. And then that being the case, you know, life kind of just flows. It really is like being in the flow. You know, you start to see how all of the incredible synchronicities happen, how what you need just simply just is there when you need it, and all the manifestations really just start to be in a greater level of support of ourselves, all of us, in what we want and where we're going. And it's really incredible.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Universal Sphere sessions, you know, can be used for anything and everything, you know, and, I used it, you know, for like when I did the session with you, Paul, it was for my neck, because my neck was, or my throat, I forget now. I think it was my throat.
It was your throat.
It was my throat, because it was something that had been dragging for months, you know, and we did the session, and within, I would say, like, it wasn't like that, but I noticed within the next 2 weeks, it was completely gone. It's like, oh, and that was the last thing I did, you know. So I hadn't done anything else after that for my throat. That was the last thing I did. It's like, oh, cool. But since then, I've used it for, you know, my business, my space, you know, I mean, I use it all the time now, it seems, you know, for everything. And why not, right? Why not?
That's it. Why not?
Yeah, it's like an energetic expansion into the highest potential in any given moment of mm-hmm. whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, we use universal spheres because we travel a lot. We always use universal spheres on our way to the airport just for ease, grace, flow through, mm-hmm. you know, all the checkpoints and the luggage and the transitions on planes and, you know, and it's not that, you know, sometimes things still happen, but we navigate our way through it a lot more easily and gracefully. And then also sometimes things happen really magically.
Yeah.
So it's not always about the events lining up. It's how we are being in the middle of all of it also.
And Alara, can I give just a few examples of our experience of what people have had with the universal sphere?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, for example, you know, a lady who was also a practitioner, she was pregnant and she had it was a couple of weeks before she was due to give birth. There was an ultrasound and they showed that on the ultrasound that several organs of her baby were actually outside its body. And so she posted on our Universal Sphere Practitioners secret group, which is what we have. You know, please, can I have some spheres to help myself and my baby with this, you know, what was happening? And 2 weeks later, the baby was born completely naturally with all of its organs inside its body. It did need a minor, like a hernia type surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, did anything different happen? No. Can we prove that it's the universal sphere? No. In fact, in almost 100% of the times, we can't prove that it's the universal sphere that did it. But nothing else changed. And we do have practitioners who are doctors, and they said that doesn't happen. The child's normally born with the organs outside its body, and then they surgically put them back in. So incredible miracle. You know, just, you know, people that shift to a greater level of happiness within themselves, you know, people that are looking for homes and they feel that stuckness that we do have, you know, and they can't find their home, and one sphere suddenly within, you know, just recently Holly's done some spheres for two of her separate clients with, you know, multi-million dollar homes that have been on the market for like 8 months. Holly does a couple
years.
Of spheres. Sorry, years. Holly does a couple of spheres for them, and within a week, they're now both have offers on them.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard about the second one, but the first one, it went into escrow.
So nothing else changed, but suddenly you know, suddenly, you know, the stuckness just dissolves.
So I just want to add that to that, you know, recently my aunt has been asking me, because she's wanting to sell her house for a while now and it's not selling, and her agent wants her to lower the price. And I'm like, no, don't lower the price. And I was just asking myself today, just a few hours before this call, I was thinking, okay, what can I do to help her to sell her house? Because she's, you know, like, she's like, she keeps asking me, it's like, okay, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And you just talked about it. It's like, oh, I can do that.
Yeah. And you know, what's cool about the thing with the property, just as, you know, this is why it works way beyond just, this isn't just a healing modality, is if you do it for the house, for your aunt, basically for everyone involved, including the land underneath the house,
mm-hmm.
including the real estate agents and their point of view, and allowing the house to have the freedom of its energy to call in its next owner, that's kind of how it works. Is, yeah. So you're just expanding its field of potential. And this one house that I did has been not lived in consistently for 3 years while the house has been on the market. And when I was doing the spheres, the house was very sad.
Mm-hmm.
So it was able to actually emotion, and that may sound totally crazy to some of you, I'm sorry, but the house is there to support and create structure and hold the space for who lives there. And it's, in a sense, the house wasn't on purpose. And the house wanted to have purpose again. So working with the universal spheres can help with that as well. So the house's destiny, if you will, is fulfilled as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've told her that. I said, talk to the house, ask it to bring the new people that want to live there, you know, to that. But she's not into energy and all that kind of stuff, so she probably didn't do it.
But you could do spheres for everyone involved, though, too.
Yeah.
Because sometimes real estate agents have points of view like, oh, this is the house that doesn't sell.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Great. Thank you. Yeah. See, I was asking, ask and you shall receive. Really, it does happen. Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, it's not just for physical, like your body. It's not just for emotions. It's not just for manifesting. You know, it can be for manifesting opportunities and possibilities, right? Clients and things like that. I'm just trying to think of, you know, even cars, you know, I mean, my husband used to say that, you know, I had a magic garage because our car, you know, would be in the garage and there'd be something wrong. So it's like, no, don't worry. It'll be fine. It's okay. It'll be fine. By the next day, it was perfectly fine. It's like, wow. It's fine. Don't worry.
Should we allow everyone to have a little bit of an experience with it? I mean, it's more fun. We can all talk about this for ages. Why don't we do the experience piece and then everyone can enjoy that experience?
So we'll do that. Nick just had a question about the universal sphere, and is the universal sphere at all similar in experience and effect as to using quantum vortex energy? And I'm like, I have no idea.
Can I answer that?
So I can answer it at a big level, because if quantum vortex energy is actually like a thing, like a modality, I don't know it. But what we're doing is, in a sense, bringing in the quantum field into your 3D experience. So you're moving into a space outside of time and space and literally expanding your vibrational reality. So that you are working. I mean, when we say things are miraculous, which we see all the time with the universal sphere, you know, miracles are things that we just don't know and understand and expect in this dimension. And so we're having like an out of dimension experience. And that's what this is. This is bringing in this unified field of all that is into our space so that we can have things fall away, come back into balance. I mean, healing is when things return to whatever their natural state of vibrancy is. That's what healing is. So anything that's out of alignment, out of balance, has an opportunity to right itself. And we say, oh, wow, look at that. Look at what happened there. So I don't know what quantum vortex energy is, but this is definitely a quantum field that we're working in.
And I think just to expand on that, which hopefully also helps a little bit more, Nikki, is, you know, Ishtara calls it, she uses the term which words don't really do justice. She calls it the perfect universal resonance, which is the perfection of all that is, everything that we know and everything that we don't know. So because the universal sphere is multidimensional, what we're doing is we're starting to, the perfection of all that is, the multidimensional aspect, is around us all the time anyway. It's not out there, it's right here. And as we're able to tap into that, what's happening is we're, as divine beings, we can connect to the perfection of all that is, because we are divine. So as we're immersed in that, everything that we are involved in the moment, whether it's ourselves or the situation, whatever it may be, is also immersed in that perfection, which changes the vibration, which then allows it to move to a new state. So just like Holly said, the greater expansion, you know, the expansion of the house, you know, it could be expansion or, you know, the helping of the person with their balance, with their health, or the baby, whatever it may be. So I hope that also expands a little bit more on that, Nikki.
Well, thank you. And Nikki, did you have a question? I see.
Can I address Nikki's question up here? Yeah. About her boyfriend's father?
Yes.
Okay. So this is going to be an indirect answer, Nikki.
Okay.
Because he wants you to know that he's still with you in spirit. And the fact that he called you the light, he was giving that to you as a gift for you to hold that space for you. Mm. So
if he's not there and you feel like you're missing something because he's not there, he was there gifting you that to hold the, that he saw you that way and for you to now hold that for yourself. That's his gift to you.
Okay. And Polly, when you did your session and you said, imagine a situation that is problematic or whatever, what came to mind is how my boyfriend behaved after his dad's transition. I mean, he really didn't want any part of me. And when you asked about that light, I thought, and he said, I just can't right now. I can't. And now I know why he couldn't. It's because he was in such a deep, dark place of grief and sorrow that my light was just too much for him. And that's just not where he wanted. He was just not there. Mm-hmm. It's what came to me.
Mm-hmm. And so how does that realization feel to you?
It's fine because, you know, I've grown so much spiritually, and things that present themselves as problematic and frustrating to me, and I'm pushing and trying, I'm like, okay, that's not how it's supposed to be. So then I rein myself in, I step back, and I ask my higher self and my guides and God, what is this? What am I supposed to do? And usually I'll hear an answer. And that's another thing that I wanted to ask you. The answers I usually hear sound just like my own voice.
They are.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it great that you have that much wisdom inside of you?
I think so. I just need to cultivate it more and step out into the world to do what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah,
Paul. You're applauding me.
we're expecting guidance to look and sound different than us, yes. But it is ultimately all coming from within us. So a lot of, you know, like a lot of it sounds just like us. Well, we talk about this a lot in the Akashic Records. People want that information to sound like something other than them. And it's like, it's you.
Right.
It's going to sound a lot like you. And then it's very reinforcing for you to grow. And this is appropriate for everyone here. If it sounds like us, we can stop diminishing that and actually say, look at me. Like, I really do have this knowledge and wisdom out inside of me naturally and inherently. And I don't always have to go out to someone else to give me the advice. I'm actually discovering that it is me. And so that's what's so much fun about when the guidance feels like us. It's like, yay, great. Look at me. Look at how potent I am.
But then the natural thing for us to do is to doubt. Oh, yeah, that's your ego talking trash or, you know.
I think the piece in that is, you know, we can have multiple personalities within us, you know, as well as our higher self. If that information feels uplifting, if it feels good, you know, trust it, you know, because sometimes the mind can come in and do a little bit of a trick on us. And, you know, when there's that level of judgment, and you can feel that within yourself, you know, when you trust your feelings, if it feels good, even if the mind's going, oh, I'm not so sure about that, you know, but if it feels good, trust it, you know.
Sure.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you so very much.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Just going to mute you. All right. So did I mute you? No. Hold on.
So we have a question from MF 1950.
She didn't write it in.
Yes. Carol. Oh, hi, Caroline. Did you want to type your question in, Caroline?
Yeah, okay. She's writing.
She's writing it.
Because she's at work, so she can't be the video.
Chatting away.
And, yeah. And Nick is excited for the process, for the group universal sphere process we're going to do in just a minute. Me too.
Yay. So while Caroline is typing, should we just
explain it?
Just set it up?
Yeah. great suggestions. So just while Caroline's typing, I'll just kind of frame our group experiences we're about to do. So what I'd like everyone to do is start to think about, what is it something that you would like some help with? It can be anything, literally. It can be health, can be situation. Situations are the most common thing, could be a relationship, it could be anything. And then as part of that piece, allow yourself to step back and start to look at what's on the other side of that. What is the perfection of that, so to speak? So I'm just going to give you an answer, an example to just try and help frame it. So say, for example, I'm feeling unwell, so I'm feeling small because it hurts and I'm not happy with that. I don't like it. But what about if I'm feeling incredibly well? I'm outside, I'm enjoying stuff, I'm having a lot of fun because I have the ability to do things. So look at the end result of what you ultimately want. So I hope that, did you want to explain and expand a little bit more on that? So have a look at think about what you want some help with, and then take yourself to a place where you can actually look at, say, the ideal end result, not worrying about the steps in between. So, and then when we do the live universals, when I do the Universal Sphere group session here, there will be a few moments of silence, because obviously I'm just going to be doing a Universal Sphere here, but because it exists out of time and space, it'll help everyone on this call and everyone on the replay with equal effectiveness. This is the really cool thing. This is where our mind doesn't get it very well. And then all you need to do is just simply relax as we're doing the Universal Sphere, the group Universal Sphere, and just hold that space of the end result that you want. Mm-hmm. So whatever that may be. And that's all you need to do. And I'll mention a few things as we're going, just so there isn't this complete silence, but it's really as simple as that. That's what's so cool. So
Mary's question is, if no one's required to accept this unless they choose it. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
This is all happening within the space of your free will. And it's a great question. Thank you for asking it, Mary, because also it goes to this idea that we really are working in a place, honestly, we haven't said it this way yet. It's love and light and for the highest and best of everyone. It is literally on the level of a prayer. And so you can pray for anybody all you want, right? And it's still, you can't inflict a prayer on anyone. You can do it and the energy goes out, and then people move within the energy of your prayer however they need to. And it's the same with the Universal Sphere. So there will be nothing that is going to come into your field that you're not ready, willing, and able to accept. And if you're not going to choose it, then it's fine. Whatever feels resonant with you.
And Caroline finished typing a question. I love that. This is where we call light workers, the sort of generalized term of light workers. I give a lot of love. And so when I feel someone, I feel a lot, and it feels genuine, loving, and of the light. Am I intruding? Well, Holly, I'm sure, can add on this as well. But no. I mean, firstly, the whole idea is, as we start to learn that we're not separate and we're all connected, we are all divine beings and we're connected to each other in many different ways. When you give love to someone else, it's literally, you're talking about a higher level vibration. Love is a higher level vibration. It isn't exactly, but it's the analogy is like a prayer. You don't, as Holly mentioned earlier with the Universal Sphere, you don't have to ask someone's permission to do a prayer, because you can't harm someone with a prayer. And it's the same thing when you give love to people. And the cool thing, as we start to realize how connected we are, as we start to share the love backwards and forwards, and this is a piece that I know and experience, but can't give you the engineering answer to it, the love actually gets bigger and bigger. So as we share more in love backwards and forwards between each other, it literally amplifies. It's really cool. So, no, you're not intruding, and again, there's different levels of, what we can access with people and things like that. But giving love is never going to hurt anyone, even if they choose not to at that point in time. And the soul ultimately has freedom of choice anyway. So whether it chooses to accept that love or whether it chooses to embody it or reject it, you know, but you're not doing any harm. So do you want to add to that?
No, I think it's great. And the second thing she said there is, am I intruding when I unconditionally send love and light? And the key word there is the unconditional piece mm-hmm. of it. If it truly is unconditional, like I see these people and I just feel love and I'm going to just share my love with them. And especially because it sounds like she's just doing it, you know, without them knowing. So she's not going up and intruding, as she's saying, in their space. If it's truly unconditional and you're not looking for any particular outcome, there can be no downside to that at all. And because most of us respond quite well to a sense of unconditional love, most because it's our inherent vibration, right? This is really who we are. It's not just a metaphysical idea or a spiritual idea. It really is a field of love. And when it's like Paul was talking about earlier, these things are so, all we know is when we're in the space of love, but if you try to describe love, it defies description. It gets a little slippery because it's a state of being. It's not, it doesn't have form and structure. We just know when we're in the space of it. Yeah. So from our perspective, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not intrusive because you're not intruding with it. You're offering it up unconditionally.
And we all know from our personal experience, when you receive love, you just feel so much better. You feel expansive. You know, when you're being berated or you know, you're in trouble and all the rest of it, you feel more compressed. You feel smaller than you really are. So to me, that's a wonderful like litmus paper test. You know, the love is just going to help us expand to more of who we really are.
Should we do the session now?
Yeah, should we do the group universal sphere, Alara?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so hopefully everyone has something that you would like some help with. And if you don't, that's okay too. It really doesn't matter because the universal sphere we're dealing with universal energies here, that there's a universal intelligence and it knows exactly what we need anyway. So now let's just get ourselves physically into a nice comfortable position, and that just takes any, you know, the body pieces out of it, so to speak. And then let's just take a nice lovely deep breath in. And as you take this beautiful deep breath in, simply just draw some light into yourself, because remember, we primarily are light beings. And as you do so, just allow that light to come in, whatever it is, nice, beautiful, bright light, could be white light, yellow light, pink light, green light. Just bring that into you, allow that light to nourish everything with you. And then as you breathe out, simply just allow the worries or concerns to go out with the out breath and get smaller into their true perspective, quite small in the grand scheme of things. Take another deep breath in, bring more beautiful, bright light into yourself and feel as you really become more expansive and just allow that light to fill you up. So you're larger than who you are in your physical form. Just allow yourself to settle into that. Breathe out, let any of the worries and concerns again get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And take another beautiful deep breath in. As you do, draw more light into yourself, feel lighter, more radiant. And as you breathe out, bring the focus down to this place of your heart. Allow yourself to move to a place of feeling. So we're moving out of the mind space now into a place of feeling, allowing our higher self, the feeling part of us, to start to come into the forefront and just be in that place of just feeling. And in this place of relaxing, just hold in your mind's eye the end result of whatever it is that you want. So if you have a particular challenge, as we described before, look at the wonderful end. So the happiness, the freedom, the great health, whatever it is that's sort of fixed, as we might say. But focus on that piece and then just be in this openness. And as you're in this openness, I'm starting to do the group universal sphere now for all of us. From this place, you may start to just notice almost like a calmness comes in. You feel this calm centeredness. And why wouldn't you, if you're being more connected to your higher self, why wouldn't you be calm? From this place, just simply be. After all, we are beings. And again, just as a feather would rest on the surface of a lake that's like a piece of glass, hold that wonderful end result. It's the vibration, the wonderful feelings. Remember, you're in this place of feeling. You may even start to notice how you feel a little bit more expansive. And in this place, it feels more natural who you really are. Just notice the peace. As you feel the perfection of all that is, it almost feels like a weight is taken off your shoulders. Notice how this feels more like who you really are. Notice how your breathing has become more regular. Feel as you're just being in this wonderful space, as you're immersed in the perfection of all that is. Now from this space, just simply take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, just slowly allow yourself to come back to the room that you're in, knowing and trusting that this where you've just been is always there. It's not something that's out of reach. You can be there anytime you like. It is you, it's who you really are. And trust that whatever it is that you have requested at this point in time will simply keep your focus on the positive end result, and just know that this energies of what's happening now with the universal sphere will bring in solution energy and allow everything to unfold as it's meant to. And then whenever you're ready, just slowly open up your eyes and welcome back. And I just say to everyone now, how do you feel now? This is literally sort of 6 or so minutes after when we started. How often in your real world can you, in 6 minutes, you move to the place where you feel right now? So thanks, Mary. Quiet.
Nikki said quiet.
Caroline said light and bright and sweetly and loving. So this is who you really are. This is why it's such an incredible tool to help us remember who we are.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Nikki said, I will sign up, Paul. That was awesome.
I love it. I mean, this is such a wonderful place to be in right now. And the thing I love about the universal sphere is people can spend years, tens of years learning to meditate to try and even start to get to what we're at now. We can get there in literally 5 minutes. It is so incredible. So, you know, but again, you have to experience it. This is what I love. And the cool thing is when you listen to the replay, it'll work just as well.
Now, Lisa says it's the most peaceful and centered feeling I've ever felt.
Yeah. Thanks, Nick. That is so cool.
It was wonderful to be back here.
Oh, sorry. Feels wonderful back here, very neutral and natural. Yeah, thanks, Nick. That's so cool. You know, it really is. And I choose to be in this space, you know, and I encourage everyone else to choose to be in this space. And when you are, the universe goes, okay, and it'll just give you more of the space.
And this is home energy. This is why it feels good.
Yeah.
Is at when we talk about ascension, I mean, we get this and more of this.
Yeah.
And that's why it feels so good, because we are vibrating more in this moment, consciously, intentionally, our natural state.
Yeah.
This is who we are.
Yeah.
And what's fun about learning to do the universal sphere is you have an opportunity to bring yourself back here and bring yourself back here and bring yourself back here. And you can make it an intentional, conscious experience as often as you wish, versus waiting and hoping and, you know, wishing that it might come by today. We'll see if the gods aligned or and that's what's been so potent about it for us, is that we have a choice to say yes to it now and 10 minutes from it, because you can't OD on universal spheres. What you're doing is, like, you just keep course correcting back to your home energy.
Beautiful. I love that. And that's the thing. It's like you can do this as many times as you like, you know, to be in this really expansive and light space. And when you're in this expansive and light space, it's so peaceful. And it's like then you can create more, you know, do whatever it is that you want to do. Because sometimes, you know, it's like, I don't know, we stop ourselves. But when we're in this energy, it's like, oh, this is great. So much joy and peace and ease. It's like, oh, fun. You know, it's a fun energy. And the more of that we can experience every day, the more of that shows up in our lives as well, right?
I choose the happy door.
Exactly. And you know, the show is called Awaken to Happiness Now, right?
Right.
So appropriate.
I'm always choosing the happy door. What brings me happiness? What brings me joy? What brings me ease? Let's do that, you know?
More, please.
Yeah, more, please. Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, if you would like to, again, you can, you know, check out the special offers that are there. And if you want to, you know, just experience the universal spheres with Paul, you can get the 3-session package, or you can get the 3-session package plus the training plus the quick start for $297 and use these universal sphere and the energy of it, you know, as often as you'd like, you know, for yourself and for others. And I know that, Holly, you had mentioned, you know, there's a group that you have I'm in there, where people request spheres regularly and people are constantly sending spheres as well. So it's a community where you receive a lot of support, which is beautiful.
Yeah, Paul and I both really believe in community and connection long after the class is over. I'm sure all of us have taken classes and you learn something really good and then you're like, and now what? And you sort of feel like you're cast adrift by it. And so we do have, it is on Facebook, but it's a private Facebook page and everyone on there has learned to do the Universal Sphere. There are people from all over the world. And so it's a place where we connect and we actually have regular practitioner calls. Practitioner doesn't mean, it just means you use the Universal Sphere. We have regular calls and we also have another level of working with the Universal Sphere where it's all about your personal development. And it has been the most astounding thing that we've done over the last year that Ishtara asked us to do. And it has knocked our socks off. We're just starting our second year of it. And so we like the way that even though we're an international group, we have all these ways to continue to stay in touch, support each other, and grow together with it. And that's what Ishtar has asked us to do. And so Paul and Holly here are, we're doing our best, you know, pedaling our bike, bringing this out to the world as a new way of being and relating to our light and all that's around us.
Absolutely. And thank you. Thank you everyone for being here. And if I missed your question, I do apologize. It might be somewhere there in the chat thread, but we'll definitely have to have Holly and Paul back again to do more of this. And, you know, they do so much other stuff as well, not just the Universal Sphere. So who knows, maybe next time we'll talk about entity clearing or Akashic Records or... We'll see. And yeah, I love doing the Zoom. Thank you, Mary. Yeah, I think it's fun. Oh, hi, Christine. Christine's in Italy.
Wonderful. Yay. Christine, you'll be our first person in Italy.
Yay.
Cool. Love it.
Good. All right. So is there anything else that we needed to touch on? I mean, I know we went long again today.
Oh, I'm going to just say to Christine that the class in May, we have timed for Europe. So yes. It's a more reasonable time for you.
Yes.
So if you're going to sign up for the class as well, look at the class on May and hopefully your schedule will arrange it. So you're, because we've had people in Europe be up in the middle of the night, but this is better, like at Laura.
or not made it at all because it's like, it's the middle of the night. Yeah.
Right. So it's timed for Europe.
Yay. How does it get better than that? Thank you. And Michelle says, thank you, especially for the channeling, which, yeah, that was wonderful, wasn't it? It's like, wow, powerful. Ishtara is a powerful being of light for sure.
She is.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to connect with her. I'm going to have to talk to her some more. It's like, it's a powerful energy. As soon as I say that, I feel her presence. Like, okay. So thank you so much for your divine service work, Holly, Paul, and Alara. Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. It's really fun to connect with all of you.
It's lovely to see your wonderful smiling faces today as well.
Isn't this great? I know, right? Yeah. I like it. I love it. So go away. Oh, I should just type it in here really quickly just in case you guys still want to know. awakeningtohappinessnow.com/Holly15. But I'll be sending out the emails shortly. So, well,
great.
Takes me a little while sometimes at nighttime. It's like, I got to go do that stuff too. Thank you. And this was beautiful. And I love the energy. And thank you for, you know, I'm so glad that you brought up the part about the selling the houses because I was asking for that earlier today. And you talked about it and it was perfect. It's like, oh, yeah, I can do that. So thank you. My aunt will be very happy. I'm doing something. She'll be so happy. So she's like desperate.
Thank you, Laura, for letting us talk with you and to this lovely audience. Thank you so much for all that you do in sharing the wisdom of so many.
Thank you. This was such a blessing for me too. I really enjoyed it. I love the energy. I'm still feeling it, you know, and for all of you, you can go back and watch this again so that you can experience the channeling again or the group session, the group Universal Sphere again. Because it'll be on YouTube or you can also listen to the podcast and, you know, experience it again, or experience, like, choose a different situation if you want, you know, for some of the processes that we did. So yeah, cool. It's not great. You can do this over and over again as many times as you want. Yep. I love it. All right. Thank you so much. And thank everyone. I'll be sending out the email shortly. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye for now.